Good morning, my boss. I hope everyone's well. We're trying to work our way through the Gaon on Pasuk Hey here. Pasuk Hey, Os Tovin Yiras Hashem V'Das Elokim Timtzo. So far, that the Gaon. Again, as background to explaining our pasuk, is commenting on the Mishnah in Ovos of im ein yira ein chachma, im ein chachma ein yira. That's one sort of symbiotic relationship between yira and chachma. And the second is im ein das ein bina, im ein bina ein das. So we tried to understand a little bit yesterday that the Gaon's explanation for that relationship between Yira and Chachma, that the most elementary form of Yira is the impetus for seeking and thus acquiring Chachma. But the real expression of Yira is when a person acts with Yira Shamayim, is when he has Yira Shait. And Ein Bo Yira Shait, if a person doesn't know, if a person doesn't have the knowledge base, He can't actualize the yira. He can't implement the yira, and in that sense, ein chachma, ein yira. It's interesting. I don't know. It's confusing, but in this context, v'zeu shenema v'habor reik ein bo mayim v'ein bo yirei chet. Excuse me. Let's actually go back one line earlier. I'll say v'im ein chachma af sheyielo yira. So a person has an impetus. He wants to be. He feels a sense of Yiras Hashem, but if there's no chachma, is ainu klum. Ki yira less le migamo klum. Yira is not self sufficient. Like on its own, it can't translate. It doesn't translate. V'zeh shenema v'habor reik ein bo mayim v'ein bor yirei chet. So now comes a line which is l'chari confusing, Rabbi Yossi. Ki hayira einu rak otsar l'chachma. So what do those words mean? So they seem to mean that the yira is the treasury where chachma is stored, right? The yira is the vault. And the chachma is what is secured in the vault. K'mo shenema yiras Hashem hi otzara. Dahainu. Now what's this dahainu? Shehayira noledes meha chachma. That yira comes about because of chachma. Im ein chachma ein yira, l'chach im ein chachma ein yira. But how is that the same as saying yiras Hashem hi otzaro? No, Yiras Hashem he also, on the contrary, it seems to say that the Yira is just there as a prop for the Chochmah, but in main Chochmah in Yira says on the contrary that Yira is what's building on the Chochmah. So how does Yira building on the Chochmah correspond to the pasuk of Yiras Hashem he also? The question is clear, Rabbi Say. So I'm not sure, but maybe what it means is as follows. Let's say you're Mr. Morgan, or you're Mr. Chase, or you're Mr. Morgan Chase, and you're building a building for your bank. So you put up the building. So at this point, the building isn't really a bank. The building is really an empty shell. If there are no accounts and there's no supply of silver and gold in the vaults, so the building is really just an empty shell. It's something that now allows you to have the substance of a bank, the services of a bank, and once you'll have those services of the bank, so then that also transforms the building. And maybe that's what the Gaon means, that Yiras Hashem Yotzor, that the Yiras Hashem becomes the Otzor. It's not just that it's the building, it becomes the repository of Chochmah. In the sense, it's how the Chochmah translates. It's how the Chochmah is implemented. The same way the an empty shell is transformed into something once you have the Tochen. This goes, the poster goes further than the Moshel, and maybe that's what it means, that Shehayira Noledes Mehachochma means that Yiras Hashem Hiotzoro means it's not only, again, here the Nimshal goes much further than the Moshel. It's not only that this is sort of the vault in which you store the Chochma, that Yiras Hashem is a vault in which you store the Chochma, but Yiras Hashem is the repository. It's where the Chochmah becomes embodied. It's where the Chochmah translates. A person, again, take the example in terms of halacha. So a person learns Hilchos Sukkah, okay? But then when Sukkah comes and through the person's Yiras Hashem, as Elokim Yirah v'es mitzvos of Shemor, then the person implements it. So now the Yiras Hashem is serving as the Otsar in the sense of the repository, the embodiment, the application of the Chochmah. Okay, now, so then the Gaon also quoted the Mishnah of Im Ein Das Ein Bina, Im Ein Bina Ein Das. Okay, this is also rather challenging to understand here. V'hada'as nimshach me'bina. So the Gaon is now commenting on im ein bina ein das. Shem tia lo bina, ein oz ein miyuta lo shum dova mea chochma. V'oz efshal lo leida chochma ubina al borya kifi hasagasa. Alum ein lo bina. Yevshalo leida al boya ki yesh dvarim miyusorim harbe v'zehulim ein bina ein das. On the other hand, im ein das she'enu masig ha'chochma v'ha'bina al borya, ein bina ki heim dvarim stumim lo. Bina, again, is the Dova Mitoch Dova. Whether the Dova Mitoch Dova is, in the example the Gaon gave us earlier, the Pasuk, Min Hatzon, to understand what the Miut of Min Hatzon is, we're just using that as an example. So the emes is, that the Bina, without the Bina, you don't really understand the Chochmah because there's something extra here. There's something that isn't fully accounted for. There's something that doesn't, that you can't process. It's sort of Moshe L'mad Avadam. Maybe it's not really Moshe, maybe it's just saying the same thing. Let's say you're learning a Rashi. So the words in the Rashi are the Chochmah. But Rashi, it seems like he's being ma'arich too much. So you don't really have the Chochmah. When you figure out that there's a difficulty that Rashi is dealing with, which is, again, that's the analog to the Bina, In the sense that you're figuring out something that's between the lines or something, it's only in light of that the lines themselves then make sense, right? You have an arichus in Rashi that seems out of place. You have an arichus in the Rambam that seems out of place. So basically, even until I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. So that's what the Gaon says, ein bina ein das. When you don't have the insight of bina, when you can't account for the min hatzon or something, so you don't even have, the truth is, you don't really have the basic das, you don't have the basic understanding, you don't really have the basic chokhmah either. However, im ein das she'enu masig ha'chochma v'ha'bina al borya, ein bina ki heim dvarim stumim lo. So again, how is this not circular? So l'chor as follows. When you, maybe this is the way to think of it, Rabbi Sai. When you have a hole, which consists of many parts, so on the one hand, you can't know the whole without knowing the parts, right? But before you can. But before you can know the whole, you have to know the constituent parts. Im ein bina is ein das. But me'idach gisa, you don't really understand each of the parts fully until you can see it in the context of the whole. So again, it's similar to the im ein yira ein chachma, im ein chachma ein yira. We're talking about two levels of yira, and that's how it's not circular. There's yira as, again, a yira shemayim, but a yira shemayim which is almost sterile because it doesn't know on its own how to translate, how to express it, itself. But it gives an impetus for chokhmah, and then the chokhmah allows it to translate. It instructs it on how to translate. So to him, ein bina, ein das. If I don't have the chokhmah and then the bina, so then I can't have the das to see the whole. If I don't see the pasuk of tzon and minat tzon and know what this is and what the miut is, so then I can't see the whole. But it's only when I see the whole that I can really understand the parts, because part of the definition of the part is how it relates to other things. Right? And you think about that in any body of knowledge, it's like that. You have to know what the each part of the cell is. You can't know what a cell is unless you know what each part of a cell is. Okay, so I need to know the parts. I need to know the bina. I need the chokhmah and bina. And then that gives me the das to understand what a cell is. Then in the context of what a cell is, then I really understand what each of the parts is, because I can understand it in terms of its function and interaction and interrelatedness, because that's part of what that's an element of what each prat is. In order to know the klal, you have to know the prat. But the emes is, it's only once you can see the prat in the context of the klal. Once you know the klal and you can see the prat in the context of the klal, that you can understand the pratim. Vim ein das, that's vim ein das, she'enu masek ha'chochme v'habina al burya. When you have the klal, when you have this more of a panoramic view, vim ein das, she'enu masek ha'chochme v'habina al burya, ein bina. You don't really understand the parts, kihim dvarim stumim lo. Sort of like saying again, another example, another illustration of this. A person can't understand Torah without knowing individual sugyas in Torah. A person has to learn Maseches Brachos, he has to learn Maseches Shabbos. A person can't, if you don't have the pratim, you don't have the klal. Im ein bina is ein das. But meidach gisa, a person doesn't really fully understand Maseches Brachos or Maseches Shabbos unless he can see it in the context of Kol HaTorah Kula. And in that sense, it's ein das, ein bina. So again, and that's how it's not circular, but because we're talking about understanding it on two different levels, the same way we're talking about Yiras Hashem on two different levels. V'zeu shenema. Now, why is the Gaon talking about all this? What's the mission of us? How does it relate to us? So the Gaon says, no, v'zeu shenema, because if you juxtapose our pasuk with a pasuk later in Mishle, so you'll see that the psukim are expressing this bi-directional connection. V'zeu shenema tchilas chochma yiras Hashem v'das kedoshim bina. So tchilas chochma Yiras Hashem, it means the foundation for Chochma, right? The beginning, the foundation for Chochma is Yiras Hashem, because im ein Yira, ein Chochma. And for that matter, Das Kedoshim Bina, that the Das, which the, I think in the note it says Kedoshim are the Malochim, or he's going to say it here, that the das comes from bina. Das is attained mitoch bina. Im ein bina, ein das. If I don't know all the pratim, I don't have any kind of kolias dika understanding either. So that's the pasuk later. However, here the kan kosu behepech etzel yira bina dahinu tovin yira sashem. Over here, it's im ein. Im ein chokhmah is ein yira, right? I mean, chachma ubina is ein yira. Is here? It's the other half of that relationship. The etzel das chachma v'das elokim timtza, which reflects the through the das. So then timtza chachma. Imein das ein bina ki metzia. He may ayin v'zehu b'chochma. So through the Das Elokim, so only then do you really understand all the pratim, all the initial chochma. Zehu b'chochma shenema v'hachochma may ayin timotzei. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. So Blina and Tashem, we'll resume with Psachim around 12:30. I will say. Okay, have a good, productive morning, everyone. Be well, be safe, and it's Hashem.